Appreciate the Lord's goodness and mercy to us. A few days back, I was driving in the truck and had a song came up on the CD that really comforted me and strengthened me, and I'd like to share that song with us this morning. It's Sheltered in the Arms of God. It says, I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must trod. I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. It says, He walks with me, and naught of earth can harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. I read the background on this story. This person was that wrote this. I wasn't really familiar with the person or the name, but they were betrayed by a friend. And they were really struggling. with losing a friendship. And the Lord blessed her with these words in this song. And it's like her faith took hold. And the chorus says, let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. Anyway, I was thinking about a shelter and how I guess we can relate it to our homes, you know, to be out in a cold, rainy, stormy night and to come in home where there's a warmth and safety and protection and perhaps supper on the smell of supper in the air. It's just home is a good place. It's a shelter. You know that we have an earthly shelter. But there's a spiritual shelter that we have also in the arms of God, that His protection, His help, His comfort, His strength is there to help us through those times. And we want our faith to be encouraged and strengthened in the shelter of God's, the shelter, sheltered in the arms of God. We're protected. It says, not of earth can harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. And I was trying to, pondering this song and pondering what does it mean and how does all this work out? And some different things came to my mind. I wonder, there's a lot of songs. There's some other songs that came to my mind that I want to mention this morning. There's a bunch in our songbook, but I just wanted to mention a few that talks about the care of the Lord in our lives. One song that I really enjoy is 488, Living by Faith. And it mentions, it says, I care not today what the morrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worries are vain. You see, this is, to me, I get a picture of someone's faith is taking hold. They're believing, their faith is receiving, their heart is receiving courage and strength through faith that they're in, that God, the Lord rules over everything, and nothing will touch me unless the Lord allows it to touch me. In other words, I'm protected, I'm sheltered. In verse 2 it says, though tempest may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life, I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at the strife. I know that He safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why should I then care, though the tempest may blow, if Jesus walks close to my side? And then the chorus, it says, living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love, from all harm safe, in His sheltering arm. Here's this word, sheltering arm. I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. I just felt that comfort. I felt that strength, but my heart is reaching out for greater faith that lays hold upon God being a shelter in the time of the storm, a shelter. You know, we've got a sign. I read this sign so many times on our way to chapel. It's there on Garriott Road. It says, after the storm, help is here. I'm thankful that the Lord doesn't offer just help after the storm. I appreciate people. I appreciate the sign. But I'm thankful that the Lord can help us in the storm. He can help us during the storm. When the winds are blowing and the storm is upon us, He can help us in the storm. Not just after everything's settled and done, but He can help us in the storm. He's got a sheltering arm. And this goes in so many aspects, I believe, this morning, because He can protect us physically. He can do things that help us. Jesus told Pilate, He said, you could do nothing to me at all if it weren't given to you from above. They wanted to kill Him so many times, and Jesus escaped out of their hands. It wasn't His time, but there came a time when it was His time. But He told him, He said, you couldn't do anything to me at all if it weren't given to you from above. God has a sheltering presence, a sheltering arm, and one of the greatest things is the grace that comes into our hearts. That gives us that comfort, that shelter, that protection, that help. And it, I know sometimes it comes in so many different ways to help us. Sometimes it might just come as a determination the Lord puts in our mind and heart to continue on. A determination to continue on for God and living for Him and serving Him. Other times it will come like a rush of wind and grace that we just feel a force within us that brings help and lifts us above and helps us. And sometimes it's just a quiet confidence that I know that God will see me through. The shelter involves so many things, and I'm not capable of bringing out all of those different things, but it involves the grace of God in our lives, the sheltering arm of God. There's another song we sang, 485, just behind this one, page 485. It says, He will hide me when the storms of life are raging, tempest wild on sea and land. I will seek a place of refuge in the shadow of God's hand. And it says, He will hide me. What does that mean? You know, He will hide me. I believe the Lord can hide us anyway. He can hide us physically, but He can hide us in His grace to where we're not overcome by the storms that are beating against our bark, that are coming against us. were hidden. The Lord, one song says, in His grace is a hiding place. In His grace is a hiding place unknown to any foe. In other words, things come, things, the Lord can hide us from, He hid us from an accident last night. It could have been a terrible accident, going 75 miles an hour and losing control with the trailer. He protected us physically, but even when we do go things, even when we're affected, there's a grace that God gives us at those times, a sheltering grace that helps us through those difficulties and those storms so it doesn't overwhelm us and it doesn't carry us away downstream, you might say. We're able to be able to remain and abide. Though He may send some affliction, 'twill but make me long for home. For in love and not in anger, all His chastenings will come. Enemies strive to injure, Satan all his arts employ. He will turn what seems to harm me into everlasting joy. So while here the cross I'm bearing, meeting storms and billows wild, Jesus for my soul is caring, naught can harm His Father's child. Isn't that wonderful today? Is our faith, Lord, help our faith to take that in and to recognize, you know, the song that says, He will hide me in the shadow of His hand. Safely hide me where our life is protected. Our life is helped. Our life is comforted by the sheltering arm of God, the grace of God. 104 says He will care for me. I walk today in the Christian way, though dangers I may see, I will not fear, for the Lord is near, and He will care for me. No matter what happens, He will care for me. He will care for me, and His mighty hand will enable me to stand no matter what happens to me. No test I face, but sufficient grace is ready for my need. When sorrows rise to obscure my skies, He proves a friend indeed. You know, we're not always going to feel like we're on the mountaintop. We're not always going to feel like we're 100%, 110% victorious and that just a... But He's going to help us through. He's going to help us through if we hold on to Him in faith, believing in Him and trusting in Him and keeping our faith in His love, His care. He will keep us. He will not fail in the strongest gale that stormy winds can blow. And in His grace is a hiding place unknown to any foe. I trust in Him, though disasters grim before me seem to be. He calms my fears and He dries my tears, and faithful is to me. Number 108. I won't be up here all day in the songs, but they're so good. These are songs that we sing. 108. Though I walk in ways unknown, I am never left alone. For the Lord will not forsake me while I do His will. But whatever may be tied, He is walking by my side. And by this I know He loves me still. When the raging storm winds blow and the clouds are hanging low, when the waves are beating on me and the night is chill, then His presence in the storm quiets all my soul's alarm, and I know that He is with me still. He is with me still in the sunshine or the shadows. He is with me still. And there's one other one I had. Let's see, 188. Under His wings, I'm in the Lord's sacred pavilion. I rest in the holiest place. His kingdom and all its dominion I found with abundance of grace. He mentions here, I'm in the Lord's, verse 3, I'm in the Lord's pavilion, sacred pavilion, thus sheltered securely from harm. With Him I have constant communion. I'm resting on His mighty arm. I want my faith to take that in. I want my faith to be able to have that confidence that it doesn't matter. The storm winds come, whatever comes, I know the Lord is going to see us through. We want that confidence and that faith in Him. And the Lord will bless us and help us. I want to get now a verse in Ephesians, the third chapter. And I wanted to read some comments on these verses. Ephesians. The third chapter and the verse 14. It says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. The Lord wants our inner man to be strengthened. He wants us in our mind and heart and spirit to be strengthened. I wanted to read a little bit of Adam Clark on this, on these verses. He says that He would grant you, He says, you can expect nothing from Him but as a free gift through Christ Jesus. You can expect nothing from Him but as a free gift through Christ Jesus. Let this be a ruling sentiment of your hearts when you pray to God. It's not our efforts. It's not our how good we are as a person. It's because of God. It's because of His goodness, His riches, according to the riches of His glory. He mentions in this, he says that He would grant you, here's another, an earlier comment, he says, on these scriptures, he says, every word seems to have come immediately from heaven, laboring to convey ideas of infinite importance to mankind. No paraphrase can do it justice, and few commentators seem to have entered into its spirit, perhaps deterred by its unparalleled sublimity. He's talking about these passages of Scripture. I shall only attempt a few observations upon the terms to show their force and meaning, and leave all the rest to that spirit by which these most important words were dictated. In the meantime, referring the reader to the discourse lately published entitled The Family of God and Its Privileges. I've never read that work. But according to the riches of His glory, according to the measure of His own eternal fullness, God's infinite mercy and goodness, being the measure according to which we are to be saved, in giving alms it is a maximum that everyone should act according to his ability. It would be a disgrace to a king or a noble to give no more than a tradesman or a peasant. God acts up to the dignity of His infinite perfections. He gives according to the riches of His glory. To be strengthened with might, you have many enemies, cunning and strong, many trials too great for your natural strength, many temptations which no human power is able successfully to resist. Boy, isn't that true? It goes beyond our strength, our ability today. It's the grace of God. Therefore, you need divine strength. You must have might, and you must be strengthened everywhere and every way, fortified by that might, mightily and most effectually strengthened by the sovereign energy of the Holy Ghost. This fountain of spiritual energy can alone supply the spiritual strength which is necessary for this spiritual work and conflict. And he talks about the inner man, that we're not just physical beings, we're spiritual beings, we're mental beings. And it's the inner man that God, He wants to strengthen. He mentioned here, He said, strengthened, to be strengthened with might by His glory in the inner man. And I'm thankful today the Lord can do that for us. I'm thankful today that when He sees that we're weak and that we're struggling and we're needing help, that He's willing to strengthen and to help us in our battle, in our conflict. But there's another verse, let's see, it's here in Ephesians. He mentions, he said, in verse 17, it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. We want to believe in the power of God. We want to believe in His help. We want to believe in His goodness. Another place it talks about having access by faith into this grace when we stand. Faith helps us to get into that place of grace. When we believe in the Lord and we believe and trust Him, He's able to give us, He's able to help us to gain access into His grace. But we want to believe in it. We want to trust in it. And we want to seek the Lord for it. And I believe as we do, the Lord will help us and strengthen us. There's another scripture in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. He says, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. God is faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. So this is a promise that we have. And I know sometimes people have felt like they were at their end and couldn't take no more. But this is a promise of God's sheltering arm. You know, when the When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, he led them in a roundabout way because it said, lest they should see war and be discouraged. He took them in a path that was suitable for where they were at and who they were. It was a suitable path to help them. There would come a time when they would face war. There would come a time where they would face battles. But God showed them so much of His care and preservation in providing the water, the manna that came down. God was supplying their need and helping them. And I believe the Lord does the same for us too. He'll make a way of escape. He'll do something to help us through. He'll make a way for us. And I know there's been times in my life that it's I don't see no way. But He'll make a way. When we don't see a way, the Lord can make a way. He can open up something that we hadn't seen or understood before. He'll make a way for us. I'm just encouraged this morning about the sheltering arm of the Lord and how the Lord He cares about His people. He watches over them. I believe there's a scripture in Revelations where he was talking to one congregation. He said, I'll keep you from the hour of temptation that shall come upon all the world to try them. I'll keep you from the hour of temptation that shall come on all the world to try them. See, the Lord was keeping them. He was helping them and protecting them. He was going to see them. And we have the promise that Jesus gave us when He told the disciples. He said, behold, I am with you unto the end of the world. He said, I am with you. I'll be there with you to the end of the world. And I believe the Lord will be there with us to the end. I think He'll help us through. But we want to be encouraged. We want our faith to take in the sheltering arm of God, the protection, the help, the guidance, the strength that He's able to give us in our time of weakness. He knows we don't have it within ourselves. Like Peter, he just said, I'm not going to deny you. And the Lord, He knew. He knew Peter had good intentions. He knew Peter, but He knew that his good intentions weren't going to take him through. And the Lord waited for Peter, and He was there for Peter. But the Lord has sheltering arms for us today to help us. You know, there's something about human touch, human contact, human. I believe God uses that too. I believe the Lord can send people into our lives that. Maybe they don't really know all the situation or circumstances that we go through, but the Lord can send help our way in many different ways, many different forms. I know there's been times in my life I've been maybe battling or struggling with something, and Wednesday night prayer meeting, somebody would get up and say a little something, and it was just like, that was exactly what I needed. I needed that. I needed to hear that. The Lord has a way of doing things like that for us, and we want to perceive and we want to recognize the Lord and His sheltering, His protecting arms that He has for us. I know sometimes when people have gone through abuse in their childhood, I know sometimes there's a real struggle to believe in the goodness of God and believe in the love of God, but it's something we must do. It's something that we want our minds to be set upon and hold to. And that's the love of God, His sheltering care and His help that He gives. You know the psalmist there in the 23rd Psalms, I love that psalm, but he said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. It doesn't mean that there wasn't any difficulties or hard places, but he said, mercy and goodness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord does follow us with mercy. He follows us with goodness. He follows us with many, many blessings, and we don't want to take those for granted, and we don't want to forget about them when we're in the storm and in the trouble. But God is very merciful to us, and I just thank the Lord for His sheltering arms. And that chorus he mentions, he said, let the storms rage high. That's quite a challenge to our faith this morning. Let the dark clouds rise. They don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. To me, this is when their faith took hold. Their faith took hold that the Lord was there, the Lord was with them. And then it was like the dark clouds really didn't matter that much. I know the Lord will see us through. Appreciate your attention this morning.